I thought Dave was coming back.
I think he got his questions, maybe. I don't know.
No, he's coming back.
Alrighty. Oh, yeah, sure it is.
No, that's
Alana. Okay. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalka meeting for the administrative portion of our regular scheduled commission meeting. It is Thursday, not Wednesday, November 20th. So we are one day different than normal our meetings due to some Nehru travel and some other things. So I don't have any opening comments for the administrative portion. Commissioner Christman, anything?
I do not have any opening comments.
All right. Commissioner Fedorchuk?
Nope.
Okay, we'll go right to, we have two items, at least on consent. I'd move passage of the consent items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion is approved.
Okay, so just on the consent real quick. Alana, you talked about the legal counsel for Earth Harvest Mills for the North Kildare Loop Phase 1. So Mitch is our general counsel because he did the first ones, and then I guess he'll start working in getting all the hearings set up and all that next, right?
Right. I mean, at least if they're in the process early on, then all the scheduling can be a
little
easier.
Who's the staff lead in that one? Is that Jerry?
I think it's Jerry. Okay. I'm looking at Julie. I'm assuming Jerry on basin line, transmission lines, not you. Okay.
All right. Jerry. Well, maybe, Alana, let's you and I meet offline since Jerry's got some things he's working on right now.
Okay.
Okay, discussion matters. CP Rail update. Alana.
Well, the quickest way to handle that is to say, let's just go to number two. I was thinking about just asking it to withdraw. There is nothing new. I've had no...
No, but keep it on there. That's
fine.
Okay. Maybe
we can put
it
on next offer time.
You
an
might
update,
not have something new.
Because I visited with the FRA folks, and this came up.
Okay.
And they informed me that the in-state director or lead for the FRA talked about the this Enderlin issue and said that he was puzzled by the community's issue with this because CP created a few years ago, I don't know how long ago, an alternate crossing where it's an overpass. And when the main crossing that they're objecting to right now is blocked, there's actually a signal that says use alternate crossing, and it's like 3/4 of a mile or 1/2 mile away from the existing crossing. And so in his mind, he recognizes there are a lot of rail crossing issues in North Dakota, legitimate ones, but in his mind, this isn't one of them because there's an alternate crossing, a viable alternate crossing. And so he wasn't sure what was going on and what the community was trying to accomplish with this. But so Alana and I talked, and I said, I think we just should, allow that process to move forward as the parties involved and not get too engaged in it.
Right.
At this point.
And I would recommend if we keep an eye on it, then if the state authority issue becomes one of the issues, we can think about weighing in a very narrow way on that.
Okay. The other thing, and I want to follow up with you more directly on this, Alana, is also in talking with the FRA, he said they have no jurisdiction on rail crossings, that is a state jurisdiction, and we handle that.
One of the attachments that I sent you, and I know we all have too many of those to read, but they should be in the iFile. One of the attachments was some like little guide page from FRA saying essentially that, explaining like how safety is dealt with.
Yeah.
And so if you want a written version of what you're recalling there, it should be in the iFile.
Okay. So, but I think it's important to note that in their view, this is state authority.
Okay.
And so it's our responsibility to enforce the 10-minute rule or anything, any modification of that. That comes, it's our power to do that.
Okay. And what would be our enforcement?
Fines.
Okay.
Yep.
When I sent those statutes around, there's a criminal
penalty.
And I think a regular penalty because I sent that statute around also. But then one of the things Enderlin did, because it says a city can do something on their own, Enderlin has a different set of penalties. That's one of the issues in that case.
And then the law says, that the law said that when the city has their own ordinance, ours doesn't apply. So, but I thought it was important to note that FRA doesn't see this as their territory. So that would leave the STB as the only other federal entity involved, and this is totally out of their realm. So I think that, you know, this is something that is our jurisdiction to manage. And the other thing that FRA told me was that the trains, in their opinion, they have this ability to disconnect them, or what is that called?
Disconnect.
Is it disconnect?
Break a train.
Break a train and separate them so that they aren't blocking the crossings, and that this is not a complicated matter for the railroads to do, in his opinion. That, you know, the railroads I've heard saying that it takes a lot of time and this and that, and they don't like it. But in his opinion, in the FRA, so we have both sides, he said that he views this as something they don't necessarily like to do. It requires the conductor and the engineers to get out of the train, et cetera, et cetera. And but that it is a doable thing in cases like New Salem and some of these places where they're having some serious issues. They need to be brought into getting more involved in breaking the trains when they're sitting for long periods of time. So anyway, Daryl and Alana, I'll get together with you guys and talk just a little bit more about where we want to move on the whole block crossings issue. I mean, I recognize that you know, they're struggling, the railroads, to get their work done, meet the needs, and this is just a symptom of that, is they've got these a lot of trains in the state, and only so many places where they can pull over. So But that said, the safety issues we need to be on top of and make sure that we're working with the railroads and the communities, and the communities know that they can turn to us when they're having trouble. So,
all right, thank you, Julie. Good update. All right, anything else, Lana?
No, thank you.
Okay, so now you've got some pre-filed bill drafts. These are the ones we went through. So
most of them, yes.
There must be something you want to highlight since you pulled it to discussion.
Well, yes. There's like two or three open questions, and we'll just put it on again for the 3rd of December because the deadline is the 4th, so there would be plenty of time. But there were two bills in the packet that we talked about but you hadn't seen. I just want to be sure they're okay with everyone. That would be the citing penalty. That was Commissioner Fedorchuk's plan. And that's in the packet.
Give me the Reader's Digest version to remind me.
It is simply to it takes out of 4907 the language that accepts 4922.
Okay,
it's a citing penalty issue, but it's a 4907 change.
Okay,
and then it would allow you the regular penalties for regular violations and the bigger penalty over in 22 for willful violations.
Perfect.
It eliminates their blanket exception.
Right. Very good.
It takes them out of our penalty right now and puts them into this willful category. So it eliminates that but maintains the willful when necessary, right? Basically.
Right. Now, the other one we talked about but we hadn't seen at that meeting is the final licensing one, which is the one that reemphasizes that you don't pay claims outside the license, like from before licensing and bonding. And so it's probably the last one in the packet because I think we didn't include weights and measures, basically. Because we sent that separately.
It's not the last one in the packet, and I had a question on that, and I can't find it here.
So. Okay.
Which one? Can you say again which one you're talking about?
It's the one to 60409.
It's about the fourth or fifth one from the back. I just found it.
Yes, I know. I don't know what went out for the meeting. I just sent out that email. It was the last one in my email of the large packet. And again, we can have a quick work session.
The commission
or something
may not distribute funds, trust funds, to pay a claim based on losses resulting from the sale of grain to a person not licensed under Chapter 60-02.
Which is sort of a mimic of the language over in the indemnity fund. I mean, it's tweaked to apply to bond proceeds, but okay.
If we're mimicking it, are we mimicking something that's not well written? I read this, and I'm not sure it's clear to me.
Okay, and you had mentioned that before. I tried to figure out the part that wasn't clear, and I didn't get there, so I did it this way to prompt you to tell me more about the problem, and then I'll work on it. Sue and I kind of brainstormed on it, but we thought it was okay, and so we thought we'd use it. But I know you had said that to me before. I just didn't grasp what the problem was. Now, you have to understand, I'm coming from a perspective.
I think it's a person. Sale of grain to a person not licensed under chapter. What is... I thought we were...
Well, person is a generic term for any kind of an entity.
The commission may
that
not...
That buys grain. Person is defined in Title I, and that's...
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
That's a warehouse or whatever, whoever it is, a buyer, a warehouse, or whatever.
I just... there's sort of like a double negative in here. We may not distribute it when the sale had to do with a person who was not licensed.
Right.
Which to me means that we may distribute it if the sale was to a person who was licensed.
Right.
But what's not clear is when did they have to be licensed? At some point or when the transaction took place? And that was the problem with Mitchell, that was to someone who was licensed.
Right.
And someone would argue that. Okay. But the problem was the sale occurred before they were licensed.
Contracts and insurance 101 here, unfortunately. Losses resulting from the sale. Those are the magic words that address what you're thinking of. And they were the same words used over in the indemnity fund, which is why when I saw the indemnity fund language, I went, oh, my gosh, that's really makes clear what I was talking about in Mitchell. Losses resulting from the sale, meaning the day you sold, that's when you're – and didn't get paid, okay? The day – in a Mitchell case, sale and payment date. That's when your claim arises. I almost used claim arose, but I didn't because I wanted a copy in indemnity fund. It's settled law that if your claim arose outside the bond period, you're not covered. So that's why they wrote that sentence over an indemnity fund. It's not a bond situation, but losses resulting from the sale to the unlicensed person. This is like losses resulting from the sale to the unbonded person is really what this is kind of trying to say. And that's the claim arose magic language, which we could use claim arose. And that'd be really good language, but it wouldn't be the same as indemnity fund.
So are you saying that it is the way this is written, then it you don't need to say when the claim arose because you're saying that a claim based on losses resulting from the sale of the grain to an unlicensed. So it was the sale was to an unlicensed.
Right.
Time of the sale,
right.
It was unlicensed.
What I'm really saying is you don't need this at all because it's settled law.
Right.
But if you want to have it, then I think there's some merit in having it consistent with indemnity. And I really couldn't play – I played around a little bit with how would I tweak indemnity any better. And you could just, you know, I maybe go into claim arose. But other, if you're not going to do that, then it's there's nothing else to say.
It's settled law, except for we didn't do this.
I understand that.
Yeah.
We had extenuating circumstance and exercised our discretion, which I explained to the bonding company because they were worried about an order that was doing something that is
Does
not consistent with settled law.
Extenuating circumstances then?
This eliminates extenuating circumstances, I believe. Yes, we talked about that. And it's possible that this eliminates. It is possible. We didn't have time to get there because there's been a lot of other stuff going on. But Sue and I, what was the name of the one that was never licensed at all and the court let us garner the grain? Goose River. It's possible that it eliminates something like Goose River, which is where there was no license ever and no bond ever but grain. And the court said, oh, well, go ahead, pretend you're licensed, take the grain, pay the people. Yeah, it is what it is. We did not get challenged on the other one. We put the rationale in there. And
Randy, get the way you wanted to look at it, and you guys need to walk through this a little bit.
Yeah, that's
we
fine.
We have to work on it, because to me, I mean, I get from a legal standpoint, you like consistency in language, and it's nice to take the language that's used over in the indemnity fund and use the exact same language. But to me, the important thing is that all the farmers can look at and understand it, and that we don't have people coming in and arguing the point and creating doubt and
okay.
finding ways for us to encourage us to look at potential exceptions and so.
Well, then that's why I wanted to bring it to your attention, because we talked about it, but they weren't, those two weren't finished, so I wanted to
Well, what
see
I would
them.
Offer up, just from my viewpoint, is the other one we just talked about, I'm that completely good. And this one, I speaking for me, that it, you and Randy hammer out what you think is fine, I'm completely fine with that. So I don't know that we have to have a work session on it unless,
okay.
I mean, Julie, that's up to you, I guess. But
I'm fine with it like this. It's, it yeah. seems clear to me, but I'd entertain whatever changes
we'll,
Randy wants.
We can send another ready. Variation around and get them ready for the next.
Because we need to vote on it next.
The weights and measures stuff.
Yeah. That's the third one, but that one I hadn't even, well, I had seen it, but it was the first time I saw it was at that work session. So
I'd kind of like to talk through that at some point, those three options, because I don't.
Well, and I still have to.
What the benefits and what the
right.
pros and cons are of each approach.
I had one conversation with Pat while I was away, and he explained quite a bit about what he'd like to do. And then I said, I'll look at number three, but now I have more questions for Pat, so I have to do that same thing on these three options.
Let me put that on scheduling then, because
that
one, if we want to walk through that. So, and then that would be a chance we could talk about the grain stuff, too, if you want. Is that okay if you're
okay.
ready?
Perfect.
Okay.
And
so
there is, excuse me, but there is one more new one that Pat asked for that didn't come up at the meeting, and that was the one about trying to recover expenses, including attorney's fees. That one I sent out in my email separately from violators in one call.
Okay.
Now, and I had said, well, it might be, I don't know what you got for the meeting. My email had three PDFs. I separated that out so you could see it alone, because nobody had ever talked about it.
Well, I think it's pretty clear, though, Lonnie. You and I just got back, and we need to get.
Yeah, so we can put that one on that same meeting.
Let's
it could
do
be
that.
Three
Let's
on
three
that meeting.
That we'll and we need to have that before
Between
the
now
next
and
meeting.
The next meeting, yeah.
All right, we'll schedule that one.
Yeah, that's the last one in my packet.
Okay.
So we can go through
Yeah.
this. Okay. All righty. Fair enough, Julie? Good? Randy, good? Okay, let's. Anything else for discussion today?
I have one thing.
Okay.
And I regretfully, Pat isn't in here, but we received at the end of October, Brian, it came to you and we were copied the letter from PHMSA on their review of our pipeline safety program.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure we have a work session at some point to go through this and our response.
Yep.
That'll be planned.
They'll prepare a draft. They should be working on their draft response now, and then they'll get it out to us, and we can certainly have a work session to walk through it. But absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I would like that, just so I, you know, I would like to hear more from our pipeline safety inspectors.
That's
just,
why
I just,
we're.
I just don't feel like we ever get reports from them on the work, or
the
there's
one
just
guy.
No. I mean, yeah. I just would like to hear more from that program about
absolutely.
What's going on. So.
Okay. You know what? Let me do that. I'll put a note here, Julie, and I'll talk to Pat and Aaron, and we'll see if we can get that on the schedule. I can't remember when it's due, but we'll at least get it 2-3 weeks before it's due.
Okay. 60 days you received this letter, so it's got to be done by
pretty quick.
End of December.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if we could, well, let's to put it in the calendar. We should maybe put that on the scheduling, too.
Sure.
Because otherwise we waste some time here. Okay, Randy, anything else?
No.
All right, let's get right into the scheduling then. NSP restructuring, Mike, is that for an informal or? I saw your email.
This would just be for discussing the company's plans for restructuring itself, possibly creating, I don't want to prejudge whatever they're going to be presenting, but possibly creating a North Dakota company as opposed to us being in part of a Minnesota operation.
So is this for them to come talk to us or us? Because they were out here and talked to Randy and I.
They did, but they would like to share more and
okay.
Share with the commission and full staff.
When do they want to do it?
They gave me multiple times. I looked through your calendars and December 10 at 1 p.m. looks like it would be a great time if that's agreeable to the
Let's
three
have
of
a look-see here. December at what time?
10 at 1 p.m.
Well, by gump, that works for me.
allows them to fly in and fly out same day.
Oh, wait a minute here.
If that doesn't work, we...
It's fine with me.
Oopsie. December 10th. At which time?
1 o'clock.
Yep, that would work for me.
Great.
Can we go 1:30 just to,
sure,
to stay in our traditional 1:30 time?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, Stace, you and I got a meeting that morning, right? And I got some feedback from that. Okay. All right, is that it, Mike?
On that one, yes.
All right, perfect. Okay, Southwest Power Pool update. That's just me. When I was down in Nehruk, I met with the Southwest Power Pool guys and gals, and a lot of ongoing discussion there. But they would like to come up here to brief the whole commission about what's going on. And I said, that's fine, but let's put it out there a ways. So we put something way out in May 5th. There'll be a couple of meetings I'll have gone to by that time. It's getting closer to them actually being here. May 5th, I just threw down 10 o'clock, but if, I don't know if Randy and Julie, what your schedules are way out. It's after the session. Should be done by then. We'd hope, right? So I certainly didn't want them coming up here during the session.
I think looks good for me now.
Okay, Randy?
Funny, I haven't opened that.
Just a sliver of time?
Happens to be right at 10, too.
You know, actually, let's go a different way here. Let's go from, like, not, if it's okay, from 9 till 12. Is that okay with you two? Because the long and short of the Southwest Power Pool is that I'm going to start going to these meetings, and then sometime next summer, Basin should become a full member, and then we'll have a role in the RSC, and Basin will have a person on their tech committee, and there's already discussions about who's going to pay what, and MDU's over there right now. MDU's going to have some challenges with it, and you guys have a date in front of FERC, right?
It's up there.
Yeah, because the FERC's got to bless some of the costs between MDU and Southwest Power Pool as this thing lays out. So is that, if you guys get it worked out, it'll be easy at FERC. If you don't get it worked out, then we'll probably have to weigh in either in your side or not in your side. I would imagine we would go with you guys mostly. So, okay, but anyway, May 5th at 9 o'clock. Invite everybody. Mike?
How much time did we allot NSP on that December 10th day?
I don't know that we did. How much time do we think, Mike? I was thinking an hour, but...
I believe the participants will be the president and vice president, so I'm assuming they have quite a bit to say. Would it take more than an hour?
Why don't we just take two, just if we're done early, we're done early, if that's okay with you two.
1:30 to 3:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good point.
That's for the NSP deal.
Because that's not an easy deal.
So it's 1:30 to 3:30.
Okay, now, Mike, you like an informal hearing. That must be for Jerry, huh?
And this one should be easy. You have an informal hearing time slot at 1:30 on December 17th. We'd just like to make sure that we just like to get it queued up. Sometimes if you don't get it in there, then the commission, sometimes the informal hearings disappear. We just want to make sure it's...
December 17th?
Yeah, at 1:30. It's already... An informal's already scheduled, but...
Fine by me. We don't have anything else lined up for that day.
Just get ready for the employee Christmas party.
Okay.
Which is when?
The next day. And Commissioner Fedorchak will be leading the employee Christmas party as the newly elected chair. You'll be in charge.
So fun. We're going to do games, skits, singing.
All right. Skits.
We need to reconsider.
That takes place the first time of the year.
I don't have to dress up, do I?
Yes. You're the elf.
Hey, I do have an outfit.
Good point. Okay, so next thing, work session on Meadowlark Midstream. That's Julie Prescott. I know this is more of a scheduling because they've got to get us a bunch of stuff back, and then we'll have a work session because there's a lot of questions about depth and other things, of course. So if the goal here is to vote on it to potentially our next meeting, when is our next meeting?
December 3rd. I mean, we've got next week and then, like, 3 days next week and then the week before, a couple days before.
And we're going to have probably some kind of a meeting to finalize our 111D comments.
Mm-hmm. A special meeting.
You're before December 1st, so we can't just use up every free moment.
Well, why don't we schedule that now for next week?
Sure, we could do that.
Like Wednesday or, Wednesday, you know, morning. Wednesday morning?
I'm fine with that.
It's a fun topic to do right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, why not, huh? We could... okay, well, how about if we schedule an informal for the 26th? Not informal, a work session. And if they don't have us stuff, we won't have the informal.
He also can be available for that on the 26th. Okay.
It's your portfolio.
For the 26th?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, in the morning.
So we could do a 9 o'clock work session on MetalArk.
Yep.
And then we could schedule a special meeting at 11 o'clock on the 26th to vote on the 111. Or 10?
This MetalArk thing won't take... It won't even take a full hour.
Okay.
It might. We could even schedule the 111D thing at 9:30, I bet.
I'm reluctant to schedule it in hopes that perhaps we might be able to address it Monday already.
Well, I think that from my viewpoint, though, is that, well, I guess until we see the comments, but...
Yeah, Tuesday is shot, and... So there won't be...
Well, let's just not schedule it, but let's just remember that we want to keep the rest of Wednesday morning open in case we need it. And if we were able to piece things together on Monday, we can call a meeting.
All right, gotcha. Okay.
So we're not going to schedule that one.
Right. Okay, so we've got the MetalArk on, which we are going to schedule that one at 9 o'clock.
At 9?
Well, I just threw out 9, just in case then we can have the 10 and 11
Sorry,
open.
I wrote down 10, but good.
Like okay, and then...
November 26th at 9 o'clock for MetalArk. Work session.
Yep, you got it. All right, and I have down a work session on all these bill drafts prior to December 3rd. It'll be interesting, huh?
Oh, it won't take... I don't think it'll take too long.
But the problem is that first week is pre-session, right? Yep. Well, the first in the morning is pretty open. For me. Because then Tuesday is the telco deal. That's pretty busy. Wednesday is the governor's budget address and commission meeting. Do we still have a commission meeting at the same time? How have we changed that?
Well, that's the one we're hoping to put the bills on. But I looked it up when I suggested that. I looked for it. It was still there. So, but you can have a special meeting for these bills, too. I mean, it's like, we have it for less things.
Well, this bill draft meeting, if you and I can resolve the elevator thing, and basically you and Pat and to some extent me, because it's my portfolio, on the weights and measures, is there anything else that we're still...
Well, the one called the recovery of fees. I mean, it's...
Is this going to be more than a half hour meeting?
I don't think so. That's what I just said. I think it's...
Let's do that at 10 o'clock on the 26th.
Yeah.
We still have time for 111D if we...
We don't have an interview then, do we, Daryl? I don't know. I didn't bring my calendar, but...
That's a good
idea.
Yes,
we do. It's at 8:30 to 10, and then we have another one at 10:30 to 12.
On the 26th?
Yeah, that's all in the morning.
Okay. So they're going to be doing a training.
Did you just schedule something for the 26th? Something else?
Yeah.
Special meeting.
That was a work session.
No, you had a work session at 9, and then you said a
maybe. Maybe. We haven't scheduled it.
Okay, so where will the interviews be if they're in here for them? But not if they just schedule there. That's what I'm saying. Is that
a conflict?
If
we do the work session at 9 o'clock, we could schedule the work session. It could be in my office or something.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure everybody knows.
I'm sure we could use a legislative room or something like that, too, if we felt we needed more room to set something up.
Okay. Nobody Esther needs to know. Never gets easy, does it?
Well, why don't we just, it would just be Julie, maybe, so how many?
We'll broadcast and record these work sessions, though. Yeah. That becomes a challenge.
Yeah, so we get,
well, we can interview in a different location.
Could you interview?
I just didn't know when I was out for 1 second.
Office, yeah, why don't we do that? We'll keep us in here, and you can, wing that.
Yes, because we can go somewhere.
As long as we have an office where we have enough staff to be able to sit around the table and allow them to do
There's enough room in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to.
If a candidate has wants to use a screen, or if you feel that it's just unfair to one to have be doing it in a small office or something, like I say, there's other rooms in this building that we can use in a pinch too.
We can't broadcast and record.
Right, but for they don't for the for, us. For the interviews.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Don't worry about that.
As opposed to one of our offices.
Right.
Exactly. That's fine, because I think it's more important to do this.
Okay.
So we're still back to the weights and measures discussion right now.
Yes.
Because Julie, I thought I heard you said you wanted to participate in that.
Yeah, I need to. I just don't feel like I've talked through that.
I haven't really either.
That bill draft session is what we're looking at, a work session on bill drafts.
But we can't do it on the 26th at 10 because no. Pat and you are involved.
Yes.
What about the afternoon of the 24th?
That
Monday afternoon looks pretty open for me.
The only thing the afternoon, 24th, is that wellness thing. Is that what you're doing, Randy, with the...
I thought we had an interview.
Thanks for pointing it out.
Yes. Okay.
Pardon?
What are you doing? None of my business. Do you have time at all Monday, Randy?
Blame that one.
That one? Did I lose my name?
I just didn't want to throw it out there.
I'll take responsibility. Is it 2 hours? I don't have it on my calendar, so I don't know.
I don't know what the timing of it is.
It's listed here from 1 to 4, but I don't know if that's long. It's going to be that long.
Well, could we go at 11 o'clock on the 24th?
I have a conflict. I have my Bar Association Committee that I'm chairman of, like from 11:30 to 1:30 on the 24th.
Well, how about, let's keep going back to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
10 o'clock on the 24th work for anybody?
No, but I've got a 10 to 11, but I do.
How about 9?
9? Sure.
All right, we're getting it down there. So 9 o'clock on the 24th.
We do have an interview at 8:30 to noon, so but we'll find a different place for that too.
But I will not... me and Pat will be in the interview or in the bill discussion, so this is why I keep asking you for those times. Yeah.
Well, I guess then was right. It's going to have to be on the 1st.
What did we say on the 20th? Oh, no, that's right, all that whole morning. Okay, so the 1st.
Okay, well,
the morning of the 1st.
Well, hang on here. What about the afternoon of the 25th? We've got a director's meeting till about 3. Is that too late in the day?
Are there interviews then?
No.
There probably won't be because the director's meeting.
Just do it right after the director's meeting?
Yeah, that's a thought.
November 25th?
Yep, or right before.
Director's meeting starts at 1:30, so.
Time. No, that's right. Let's do it right after the director's meeting.
1:30?
Yeah.
Does that work for you, Randy?
Yep. Are we still talking about bill drafts?
Bill drafts, 2:30 on November 25th.
Got that, Esther?
Good heavens. Before I get to the last one, the PHMSA response discussion, let's go back to the discussion about the commission meeting on December 3rd.
Yeah.
That needs to change.
Okay, so the governor's, I can't remember, when the governor does his budget address, we all go down and sit in the audience and clap and all that stuff, right? Yeah. We sit up in the balcony.
The governor's address is at 1:30 is what it is. So.
See, because of the last budget address we did... You guys were on the commission.
Oh, wait, no.
It's at 10. It's not in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we need to reschedule that. So do we have an informal on December 3rd in the afternoon? Scheduled? I guess what I'm thinking is we could slide the meeting to the afternoon is just a thought.
That would work for me. I can't. When do the informals actually show? It would be handy if you could pull up the informal and see whether there was something scheduled for it or not.
They're scheduled on an agenda deadline, which is the week before, in the normal course. So if a staff has something for informal, that's an agenda deadline. The week before is when they're going to tell Esther to put it on.
There's nothing to restrict them from telling us earlier.
No, there is nothing. And there's nothing to restrict. Like Mike got one today, but
will that
it doesn't
go on now, right away?
Normally happen.
Should go on. So Mike scheduling that one today for the 17th should go on today. Then.
Yes.
That would go on
okay,
right away.
Good.
So otherwise, if there's nothing on there now, nobody pre-scheduled anything, it's available.
All right.
So well, let's just have our meeting at...
move the commission meeting to 1:30.
2.
At 2, just to give you some more time with the telecom stuff.
Or no,
well,
the governor's,
no, the governor's budget.
Well, that won't take till.
No, I'll be finished by.
Let's do 1:30 if we can.
Just well, you know, there's usually a lunch down there and a lot of.
Oh, that's right. They have
a lot of. But that starts at 10.
People asking us questions about our budget.
If the wants to go at 2, let's go at 2.
Right.
Well, I think 1:30 is probably fine.
Well, what do you want?
I'm just pointing out that it could.
I go to bat for the guy.
And he rolls. I'm running out of here.
I don't care very much.
You just said 2.
Let's do 1:30 because that'll get us out of there.
All right, commission meeting up.
Stacy, make a note of all this. Way. So, Randy, 1:30, you're okay with that?
Yep.
Julie?
All righty. So, now, if by chance something comes up that we really need to have an informal that day, I'm not opposed to having the informal after our commission meeting if there's something we really have to do
right.
that day.
Okay. I agree. That gives
Is that
us
okay with you, Randy?
Yep.
Okay, we'll leave that note.
Can we leave it on the calendar? No, and then cancel it later if there's nothing else.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
We'll do
3
that.
O'clock then?
Yeah.
Leave it, put it on for 3 or something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and then if we just roll later, then it's later. Okay.
Okay.
Now we had one more about the PHMSA response, and I'm glad you're here, Pat. Normally the PHMSA response, quite honestly, has been you and Aaron draft something up, we sit down and go through together, and then we send it back. So, but it's better if other commissioners are interested in it. So when do you think you guys will have something that we could have a discussion on it?
Well, I've already asked Aaron to start on it.
Yep.
And I haven't heard back from him yet. But if you want it by a certain date, I'll tell Aaron.
Okay. And we have to file. Though we don't vote on that usually. I just sign the darn thing, don't we?
We usually distribute it for everybody to see before we send it in.
Okay.
And, you sign it.
And then we acknowledge it the next meeting or something? No, we don't, because it's the portfolio holder's been signing it.
Right.
Okay. So we don't have to have a special meeting, but I guess let's go through this. So the first week of December seems to be toast already.
Could I throw out the 10th of the afternoon?
That's
the day where we...
Sure.
December 10th, we'd scheduled the...
Something at 1:30 that day.
Oh, that's the 1:30. Sorry, we already did that. What about 11?
We're Target Badlands. You should have a hearing on your calendar.
On the 10th at 11 o'clock.
Oh, the 10th at 11. Yeah, that works. Stacy, we'll be done with our meeting by then? That works.
December 10th at 11.
Does that work for you guys, Patrick?
I'll check with Aaron.
Okay.
But we'll make it work.
Yeah, that gives him a couple weeks.
He might not be able to be here, but he should be able to.
He can be able to phone in or something.
Yeah.
You'll be able to be here and get us a
question. The question is, does it force them? When does that do to PHMSA?
The end of the month, right?
Does this force him to not be able to do as good a job in the response as we would like to see because we're trying to hurry it along?
I'll check with him.
Well, I mean, we could schedule some. Are you guys going to be around the week after Christmas? Because right now we've got that whole area protected, and I'm not against that by any means.
I will be available, but you know, if it's not a problem for Aaron to get it done by the 10th, we could meet the 10th. But I think it's important to leave Pat with the message. If that's too constrained,
I was just thinking: is Aaron's is no doubt going to be here for the employee luncheon on the 18th of December? Maybe we could do that the afternoon of the 17th or the morning of the 19th. That way he doesn't have to make a special trip out here, and it gives him a little more time, and it still gives us 2 weeks to...
Yeah, or even the morning of the 18th.
Yeah, and you could do that in my office or
before
something.
Before the award stuff and lunch.
I think that'd be okay if that kind of goes to your point, Randy, and it doesn't need Aaron driving all across the state when he should be out doing inspections.
Yeah, I like
so looking at 9 o'clock.
I don't have any... conflicts before that deal?
No, I don't either. Randy, that okay with you?
Works for me. So the 18th at what time?
18th at 9 o'clock. And could you notice that in my office, Esther?
Okay. Yeah, because
everybody will be in here. And
around.
Beautiful. Okay, what did we forget? Stacy, what are you doing in here? We forget something? You're just watching us?
Oh, I know. There's one thing, the pedigree meeting that is scheduled for the day that we take our oath of office.
No, we don't take our oath of office.
Oh.
That's the legislature's.
Oh, excellent. So that doesn't need to. I wondered about that.
Okay. Yours is the 6th of January.
Okay, never mind. Good. We don't need to reschedule that.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Okay, going once, going twice.
One thing, for the awards Christmas thing on, that is a potluck, and I just want you to.
You've asked me six times, Daryl.
I know, but I'm just telling you that that's what we're going to do, and the email is going to go out today.
Is there going to be a mutiny in the Bounty because of a potluck?
I don't think so.
That's how it's been
always
the last 2 years that I've been here.
The last 6 years.
We don't get
it in the contract.
We used to pay for it.
Yeah. No, we never did.
There was precedent for commissioners.
Not over the last 6 years or so.
just so you know.
You brought the Scrooge to the PSEs.
No, Tony and I got the majority finally on that. All right.
The discussion was held whether the floor should have it 1 year and the next floor should have it 2 years because there's always so much food.
I thought that the 13th floor was going to have it on yours. It'd start with a 2.
Oh, Lord. All right, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting.